This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Hint Water. Drink water, not sugar, you guys.
Love Hint.
Love it. What's love your favorite flavor? Hint. Is it cherry?
Peach? I like the...
I like strawberry kiwi.
I like strawberry kiwi. And I also like... I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the flavor, but give me a second because I have it right here.
That's okay. I'm going to tell everyone.
Oh, I like the black raspberry Hint Kick. That's what I like. And the Kick ones have like a little zhuzh of energy boost in there.
Oh, yes, a little caffeine. Let me tell you what Hint is. It's a flavored seltzer. It is delicious. Hint provides a great alternative to sugary and diet drinks while still being, you know, delicious. It's Whole 30 approved, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, and has no preservatives, no sugars, and no sweeteners and no hidden sugar from ingredients like juice. So, I mean, there are over 20 delicious flavors to choose from. Hint Water is pure water infused with fruit essences, zero calories, zero sugar, zero diet sweeteners. And the CEO started the company, you guys, to get herself away from diet soda and drink more water. So, you know, she just wanted to get her full 8 glasses a day. So you can buy individual flavors, variety packs. You can join the Flavor of the Month Club. So exciting. I love this. You guys, if you want 36 bottles for $36, visit drinkhint.com/ladylovin and enter code ladylovin at checkout. Again, 36 bottles for $36. Visit drinkhint.com/ladylovin and use that promo code ladylovin. You can get Hint Water, Hint Fizz, which is sparkling water, and Hint Kick, which is caffeinated. Oh, and also, the offer is only valid on your first order. You guys, we love Away. First class luggage at a coach price on Lady Lovin'. They have been one of our gorgeous sponsors like from the beginning, I think. And if you guys are not familiar, they create amazing travel suitcases that are designed to be resilient, resourceful, and essential to how we all travel today. I have 2 Away suitcases. I have one in a gorgeous green, and then I also have one in a gorgeous brown. They use high quality materials and they're offered at a much lower price compared to other brands because they cut out the middleman and they sell directly to you. They come in so many colors and 4 sizes: the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. I have the large, you guys. It's made from premium German polycarbonate, which is unrivaled in strength and impact resistance and also very lightweight. So if you're like me, you can get that little suitcase up above your head when you are on your airplane. TSA approved combo locks, spinny wheels, and one of the suitcases you can actually charge your phone in. So for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin and use that promo code lovin during checkout. Remember, you guys, for $20 off that suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code lovin during checkout.
Welcome, community.
Hey, community.
Yes.
Hashtag community.
Welcome, community, to a new episode of Lady Lovin'. My voice is gone.
It is gone.
I know. Still look gorgeous.
Oh my God, my face broke out into a psychotic rash, which I'll get into.
You still have a gorgeous soul.
You don't look like you have a rash.
I'll tell you what happened. But first of all, hi, welcome to Lady Lovin'. I'm Greta Teitelman, and I am joined by my 2 best friends.
Hi.
Lo Bosworth and Jilly Hendricks.
Welcome, community.
Welcome, community. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Welcome, community.
Let's talk about what you want to talk about right off at the top
right
of the episode.
Right off the top. You guys, it is Monday, November 5th. That means we are 24 hours away from election voting, not election day, from voting day.
Election day.
Tuesday, November 6th. Here's the deal. Vote. Because it's really, really, really important. I will be posting voting guides for California state voting on my Instagram stories for people who are interested. There are a lot out there because I know it's really overwhelming when you see these ballots and you're like, who do I vote for? I don't know what this prop is. I don't know what that is. I don't know who this justice is. And
Where do you find all that information so our listeners can find it for which state they're in?
Well, you can...
Google Look, how to find Google it.
Who is on my Tennessee ballot, for example, okay, and it will show you up. Everyone who's up. And Great. Then you can take the time if you want, which you should, but you can take the time to research every single person. But, you know, if you see a Democrat that's going against a Republican, vote for the Democrat.
Yeah. And if you I'm don't here know, to say just vote blue.
Vote blue because it's really just time.
I would even go so far as to say that in our lifetime, this election is potentially the most important election in our lifetime, like up until this point. Like the House and the Senate hang in the balance, and truly, like, the future of our planet is literally at stake. Please go out and vote tomorrow and vote for people who are going to want to save this planet Earth that we live on. We literally cannot live anywhere else, you guys. This is it.
Outside we need stricter gun laws, and we need way more environmental.
I mean, I'm voting for
laws.
The LGBTQIA yep. and queer communities. I'm voting for women's rights, obviously, 100% for environmental purposes, which is like crazy for, I mean, so many things, for immigration rights, for the no Muslim ban. It's just like you need to, we all just need to vote because if we want to be able to, like Lo is saying, even like live on a planet that can even sustain life, we just need to be voting. So I hope everyone registered and I hope everyone goes out there and votes. And, you know,
a lot of states actually have same day voter registration. I do not know what they are off the top of my head, but Google, and you might live in one of those states where if you're not registered to vote, you can literally register same day, go out and cast your ballot.
And one thing you can also do is if you're going to vote and you know, see your neighbor and they haven't voted yet, bring them along with
bring
you.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend. That's always like,
caravan, you know, there's going to be lines.
Bring a friend. Also, your employer definitely should allow you and let you go vote. So don't be worried about that. So there shouldn't be
any
reason.
It is our duty. It is our right. And as one of my all-time favorites, John Early, says in his Instagram, staying home isn't cute. Staying home is not cute.
This is the one time to leave your house.
It really is. And you get a sticker.
You don't even have to dress up for it. Wear your sweatpants. Exactly. Just go and get it done. It will give you a sense of accomplishment that you are making an effort and you actually give a shit.
Exactly.
About yourself and all of us.
Exactly.
It's about empathy, people.
Exactly. Well, now that okay. our PSA is done, we can get into more important things.
Nothing is more important than stricter gun laws in my mind.
Yeah, well,
that is what I vote
but
for.
But Jilly, this is, you know, that and that's is what good. I that vote is what for. You vote for. So yeah. That is what you're voting for.
Everyone has their passion or passions when it comes to this election. Like, regardless of what yours is, just get out there and cast your ballot.
I voted early by mail.
Do your civil duty.
Now a California voter, you guys.
I know. It's, wow.
I know.
My voting station, my place, my voting, what is it called?
Your polling.
My polling place, whatever, yeah. is PS 134.
There you go.
Well, if you guys want to meet Lo right here on in the Tuesday yeah. and vote, and she'll vote. Be at PS 134.
Exactly. I'll be there in the afternoon. I can't go in the morning. I'll be there in the afternoon.
I will say, loved voting by mail, like, but it's I didn't get fun that rush. To go vote. I know, I didn't get that rush of the polls.
When I went out and cast my ballot for Hillary, God, it felt
I know,
good.
That was a fun
I voted
day.
With my mom.
And the lines
California.
Were so long that day. It was fun.
It was a fun day followed by terror.
Terror. Yeah. The worst depression of my life.
Any whomst.
I just want to say, I read a really interesting article. This is totally off topic. That taking a bath is better at helping your depression than exercising. Scientific studies
prove. Is it better than eating bread?
Don't know.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean taking a bath is better at help? What about, like, what does it do for your depression?
I would have to say exercising, eating bread, and taking a bath, the combination of the three of them, you'll never be depressed
all
again.
All of that is great. Order. But it was just like, it's clinically proven now that I guess like taking a bath and what that does to your body is like better for your depression than exercising.
That's so interesting.
Right?
You know,
I feel
what?
Like
I'd
love to take a bath though, so that makes me happy.
I love that.
I think
that.
It depends on your type of depression.
I don't know. Let me see if I can find that.
That's
article.
Like such
you
a
guys,
general
you
statement.
You know what I did on Saturday?
Tell us.
So it was Abe's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Abe.
We were all together, all three of us and Abe, we're all together. And Abe and I got fucked up. Sorry if I was acting like an idiot, by the way.
What?
Abe and I, we got so drunk.
At Abe's birthday?
Yes.
Amazing.
That's fun. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, we got so drunk and we got a hotel room for Abe's birthday. And we went back to the hotel. I like wasted, ordered a shitload of room service.
Yum.
I then fell asleep, woke up to pounding at the door, the room service. Who knows how long he was waiting there?
Oh, man.
I ordered meatballs, tuna, chicken, scallops,
oh my God,
and potatoes. What the fuck order is that? It's disgusting. It's
every protein that exists.
It's yeah. truly disgusting.
I like the potato part of that situation.
Yeah, I really only ate the potatoes. I was taking the potatoes and dipping it in the the meatball sauce. Anyway.
Yum.
And then after that, you know what I did, which was disgusting.
Let's hear it.
I took a scalding hot bath.
Nice. Yeah,
but that is nice.
Did it get you more drunk? It generally really exacerbates your drunkenness.
It just like I got in there and I was like, this does not feel good. I was like, I feel so full. I was like scared that I was going to fart in the bath and then a poop was going to come out.
Whoa. That would have been really...
I am horrified.
A way better story
horrified.
If it had actually happened.
You guys, I told this horrified. Story to someone at this party that I was at last night, and they literally walked away. They turned and walked away from me.
I would do the same.
Back home in New York.
Yeah, they're like, okay, bye. I'm like, okay.
I would walk away if we didn't have to finish recording this.
Happy birthday, Abe. Happy birthday,
I
love you. Abe.
I just share.
There he is. The birthday boy just walked in
oh
the door.
Goodness. Abe did just walk in.
The door.
What's up, Abe?
Abe, you want to join us?
Great.
Hey, Abe. We're just talking about your birthday.
Welcome.
Yeah, so, you know, I did that and it was fun. I just like, I think that getting really full and bathing, I have a few questions about bathing, okay?
Like, about bathing? Yeah. Bathing is fun for me.
I am the master
night.
Bath
I took
taker,
a bath
so
today.
Ask away.
You, does bath feel, does bath feel good? I can't talk. Does taking baths feel good on your
eczema? It's one of the worst things for it.
Why?
Hot water.
Dries it right out.
Yeah, hot water is horrible for my skin, so I take less baths than I would normally take, but I did take a bath. I like taking a bath because it relaxes me.
So who doesn't like a bath?
I like, but this is my bath routine. I take a bath, a hot bath for about 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and then I let all of the water drain out.
Me too.
And I just lie there until I'm dry.
Me too.
You
oh,
do?
Yeah, until you're dry. Yeah. I don't like
until
I'm dry.
You're dry?
Yeah, because I'm hot from the water, obviously, then my body cools down and dries off, and then I'll get out of the bath, and then I'm like literally don't even need a towel.
But doesn't it take like an extra 20 minutes
yeah,
to let
but
that
like,
so
process
air dry
happen?
I air dry in the tub.
Wow.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a couple questions
okay.
for you, Jill.
Let's hear it.
My friend, Dustin, has a skin condition. I think he has eczema, and he loves a hot shower because it like burns his...
Well.
He likes it. He wants to turn it as hot as it can.
He maybe doesn't have eczema then.
Maybe.
Or
anyway,
he has
that
a
was my
type.
First question.
Okay.
And then my second question was the draining of the water.
Yeah.
You're sitting in, I mean, I love taking a bath and we love taking baths together, but the filth, the water, just like letting it drain.
Well, oh, I usually shower before.
Oh, okay. That
and
makes
then
more
I take
sense.
A bath.
I get that.
Okay. So you're clean when
I'm
you get
clean
in the tub.
In the bath.
I like to do a little rinsey after.
Yeah,
the bath.
I prefer a rinse after.
I don't love a rinse after because I'm dry.
Yeah, you are dry. But here's the thing. I also sit in the tub and let the water drain out too. But then I get out. Abe thinks it's so weird. I also sit in the tub while it fills.
Me too.
I do that.
I love that.
Well,
it's
I like
that.
It's like
because then you out. Just get a you don't step into like a. Really hot water then.
It's also...
I like that.
And you don't
I like
have
to fill
wait.
Up the whole thing and then
and
it's
then
piping
get in.
Hot and then I
you
just...
You don't like piping hot water.
In the bathtub, I like it. Wait, but were we talking about your bath yesterday?
Yes,
it was very funny because we were both drunk and like eating and hungover at 7 p.m.
Yep.
And then I came into the bathroom and there she is.
You
bathtub
know,
full.
She was probably just trying to sweat out this hangover.
Well, I was trying to just like... feel awake and it didn't work. And then I proceeded to then put on the tightest pair of pants I own. I like put myself through hell yesterday.
Sounds like
it. These pants were so tight. They were eating at my vagina. Like I took them off and I was like, this is crazy. I didn't realize how constricted my body
did you
was.
Have to take a bath when you got home to relax again?
I should, no, by the time, okay, so then.
So I'm impressed you guys made it out.
Yeah.
Well, so Abe and I went to Saturday Night Live. So Saturday Night Live tapes until 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we went out and got food with friends after. So then I ate a large guacamole, two fish tacos, a plantain. Yeah. I was eating like I was 15 and high. Like that's how I was eating.
Sometimes you have to eat like that.
And then we're out. We're out at this like after party. We're having dinner, and we've had a long day. We took the red eye. We've had a party. Yes. We've had a bath. We're at SNL.
We've had a bath.
And then so I'm looking at my phone, and it's 1:45. It's getting late. It's 1:55. And then 10 minutes later, I look at my phone. It says 1:05 again. I literally thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah,
because the clocks change and your phone automatically changes. And for two people who are on no sleep and very tired and drunk, it was a very confusing moment.
That is confusing. Yeah. I really loved that this morning because I woke up naturally and then I like had extra time before SoulCycle.
I woke up so early today, and for once in the past like 6 weeks, the moon was not shining back at me.
Damn, how early are you waking up?
Low is crazy.
I wake up at like between 6 and 7 every day, just naturally.
I like that, me
just
too.
Wake up.
What did you do this morning, though?
I headed out the door at about 7:45, and I just cruised my city for about 6 or 7 hours today.
I love that. Where did you go?
I went to Whole Foods, and then I came home and I dropped my food off. But then I went back out, met some friends. We walked the West Side Highway like all the way down. Then we went up into Tribeca, and then we had lunch at the Greenwich Hotel. And then I went to a housewarming party, and then I came home. I
lived today. That's a gorgeous fall day in New York.
I needed it because I was really under the weather this past week, and I was cooped up in my apartment, Lady in the High Tower, and I just wanted to just
Lady in the High Tower.
I've been saying this. When she is like at home all day and doesn't leave the house, she says, I have Lady in the High Tower syndrome.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, it's hard. You're literally a lady in a high tower. Yeah. I know. So this is very true for
That's
you.
That's why I've been saying it. It's like depressive. It's awful. I know. My mom was like, just go on a walk.
Nothing
and
like fresh air.
I literally took that to heart because she told me that she said that to me yesterday. I was like, Mom, I feel so cooped up. I have to go to dinner. I just have to get out of the house. She's like, but you're still sick. And I was like, I know, but what should I do? She was like, just go on a walk around the block and you'll be fine. I was like, okay. So I really took that to the extreme today.
Sometimes you gotta walk.
I love walking. I wish I kind of would have walked today instead of did my hour SoulCycle because I'm very sore.
Mm. Yeah, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
That bike situation's hard.
Girl, but you just wait. My body's like gonna be popping in like 2 months.
Your cool. body is already
it's popping. Already popping, but it's gonna be like popping squared in like 2 months.
Wow, love that.
I love that. So Look Abe, out. Did you have a great birthday?
I had an awesome birthday.
You turned 30.
Yeah, how does 30 feel? 30 and flirty.
Yeah, I guess.
And driving.
No, it was great. Yes. We got here in the morning and it was like a jam-packed day. Saw my family, saw all my friends. You guys all came to like a little afternoon party we had. And then we had this whole napping extravaganza. But it was like a jam-packed day, which is a perfect way to spend a birthday. You get to see, especially coming from out of town, you get to see kind of everybody in one fell swoop.
Yep.
And then today, speaking of walking, like we had lunch with my family, and then I walked through Washington Square Park, got a coffee with friends. It was beautiful out. It was
so really nice.
A very nice New York fall day.
It really was truly glorious today.
It was perfect. So it's been a really great birthday weekend.
Love that.
We had a little pre-birthday celebration in your hometown in Laguna, which was awesome. And it's been really nice. And now it's over, and now I'm just another 30-year-old, just boring.
You know, I would like to say a few things about Laguna.
Okay.
Please do. We did talk about this on the episode last week that you were in Laguna.
Oh, yes, was in Laguna. But here's what I have to say about Laguna.
Let's hear it.
Stunning. Truly, it looks like Hawaii, and I've never even been to Hawaii.
If you're a new listener, Lo and I grew up in Laguna Beach, and that is what Greta is talking about. And if you've just tuned into the 161st episode, just wanted to let you guys know that.
I was saying to Abe, because we went to Lowe's, the beach that Lowe's family has a house at, I guess, would be the way to phrase that. And we went to that beach, and it's like the most beautiful beach on the planet. And I said to Abe, I was like, this is so crazy. Like, this should be like, in a, like this is like the movies. And Abe was like, yeah, that's why they made a show about this place. Like, that's why. Because it's unlike, it's truly unlike any other place to grow up. Like, I could never imagine, especially for us from the East Coast, like the thought of just being able to like wake up on a Sunday morning and like walk barefoot down to the beach and like go surfing with my friends as like a 15-year-old seemed like something I would have dreamed of as
a kid. What those Groms do every day.
I did all that, but I didn't do the surfing portion. I just did more the like chatting on the beach.
Yeah,
but that's so cool.
Even after school on a Tuesday, hey, let's go to One Oak. Okay.
What's One Oak?
Oh, no, wait, that's the club. It's called Oak Street
Oak
Beach.
Oak Street. I was like, okay. I'm like, Laguna even has a beach named One Oak.
Sorry,
okay.
I was just talking to a boy who told me he went to One Oak last night. So it's like in my brain.
You guys, I love One Oak.
Me too.
I've talked to One Oak in years.
One Oak's my favorite club.
Should we have a like end of Lady Love and One Oak party?
Yes. Yeah. We should get a table. Abe, please come.
A rap party at One Oak.
That sounds incredible. I'll fly
in for that.
Wait, that
would be so awesome.
Oh my God, let's do it.
We could do a live show there.
Oh, oh my God. What if we did a live show at One Oak? That'd be sick.
The last episode. I have spent some quality time at One Oak.
I love clubs.
At the Oak.
I love a club.
Yeah.
I like to dance.
The natural rap party for this iteration of the pod is at a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I love going to clubs.
Yeah.
And I think that I felt shame about that for a while, but then I was like,
"That's definitely
I like
a
to dance."
At One Oak.
I think that it's fun to have a club every once in a while.
We can make
this happen. Okay, let's do it.
I think it's fun to have a club night every once in a while and dance. I've been actually taking this dance class by this teacher, Megan Group. It's a mix of dance and like whatever strength training,
lightweight lifting,
great. And I love the dance.
So
part
many classes.
So much.
You're the class queen.
I love exercising.
You like group fitness, and I find that admirable because I hate group fitness.
But you want
to
know what?
I like to get in my own zone in my head.
Yeah, I like group fitness.
I like group
too.
Fitness, but I like so my soul cycle classes with Akin are just like you walk in the room, you don't have to talk to anyone, and then
is
it's dark.
Akin or Akin?
It's like Akin, but I don't say it right, Akin. So I just say Akin. I'm sorry, Akin.
Akin.
Akin or Akin. I can't say it.
Hey, Akin.
But with that, you just like walk in the room and you're like strapped in the bike and you don't have to look at anyone, and then you can like leave before stretching if you don't want to talk to anyone. The dance class, you do need to be a little bit more aware, but I also don't give a fuck. I just sit in the front row or stand in the front row. I don't know all the moves and I just don't care at
good
all.
Yeah, who cares?
I literally have so just many flow. Other things to worry about that's the last thing I worry about is how I look in a workout class.
Same.
Well, I just think like I think I'm too competitive for group fitness. I get like too, I just like, I
there
will.
There are people like that.
No, I know. And for me, it's like some people, I think that's a driving force, like yeah. a motivator. For me, I just get really pissed. Like I'll get down on myself if I didn't perform to the best of my ability. And I already do that in my day-to-day life as it is. So going to group fitness for me is just like, psychologically not good.
I think you could overcome it though, and then you could overcome it in your real life, Greta. This could be a step to that.
Yoga classes I'm fine with.
Boring.
Pilates classes I'm also fine with.
A little boring.
I love Pilates.
I just need like rap music and like to move. You know what I mean?
That's why Y7 is there for you.
Same. Have you been to the new New York Pilates on Houston?
On Houston?
Yeah, no. It's a dope
Where
studio.
Is it?
It's on Houston. And
it's right by my house.
Like
Houston
McDougal
and Sullivan.
Or Sullivan.
Whoa,
it's
they're popping
new,
up everywhere. I used to go to the one on Bowery a lot.
Yeah, they just opened the one on Houston. It is gorge.
I think you guys would love my dance and lightweight strength training class.
What is it
I
called?
Love Megan Roop.
The Sculpt Society?
Yeah, the teacher is Megan Roop. She teaches at Project by Equinox and at Studio B at Bandier.
I've done a Project by Equinox.
I like
I took
that
a very
space.
Hard class there.
Yeah, this
did you take
lovely.
Pyro Tings with Kirsty Godso? She's also another amazing
I
teacher.
I took this guy named Patrick. I took his
Pat
class.
McGrath.
Yes.
Pat yeah. McGrath's also a great fitness
very
teacher.
Very hard. Gorgeous eyelashes.
Yeah.
She's very attractive.
Gorgeous body.
Patrick.
You guys know all
He's
the
been
fitness.
My SLT instructor for a long
okay.
time.
I know every single fitness teacher in the New York City area because I'm obsessed with fitness.
What a luxury.
Well, you know what, Greta? I need it to keep sane. I
no,
need
I'm
fitness
saying,
to keep
it
sane.
It is a luxury. Like, how great. It's like so that we have access to all yeah. of that. You know what I mean?
Be yes. true.
I
it's
do.
Her thing. It's her favorite thing to do.
I know it is. It is her favorite thing to do. And I think that that's great. I love that you love it.
Agree. Yeah. It's really nice.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll answer some of your questions and talk about more stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. And you guys, that means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. I actually personally have used Talkspace before, and I was chatting with a really nice therapist for a little while, and she gave me some pointers on anxiety, so it was good. No matter what you guys need to get off your chest, whenever you need to do it, you can talk about your everyday challenges at work or at home, about life, whatever. Just get onto Talkspace and have this amazing therapist who is dedicated for you talk to you. They're going to help you make positive changes in your life. So if you guys want $45 off your first month, just go to Talkspace.com/LadyLovin and use our favorite code LadyLovin to get $45 off your first month and show your support for our show. That's LadyLovin and Talkspace.com/LadyLovin. And we're back. Wow.
Wow.
What a break.
Wait, I realized, because my favorite thing to do is get updates on Jilly and Lo's dating life.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm like 25% putting myself out there right now.
25 is better than none.
True. I don't really want a boyfriend at all. I just would like to like have some dates.
And
so that's where I'm at.
Have some kisses. Share a nice smooch.
So I'm like 25. I'm making 25% effort.
So you're going on a quarter of the amount of dates?
No, I'm just like... actually, like, I started using a dating app and like talking to people. That's so fun. That's what I say, 25%.
Yeah, get out there and make out a little bit. That's all you need to do.
We'll see.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm like on the apps, but they just bore me. Do you know what I mean?
They're so boring.
They're pretty boring.
A time suck.
Yeah. I've been going out on some dates with a dude, probably like the most consistent dude in like a long time. He's a little bit younger than me. He's pretty much like a rock star. I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen.
But not an actual rock star.
No, he's That'd not an cool. actual rock star. No.
I don't think I could date a rock star.
Me neither. I wouldn't want to.
That lifestyle, like, in theory sounds fun. Like, being on the road and, like, he's a rocker. But it wouldn't be fun.
I'd no, this down. Guy is, like, saving really? The saving the planet. How like, saving the environment. We got set up. Ooh. So we got set up by a friend that I went to school with and he grew up with. I was on a panel randomly like a couple weeks ago and our mutual friend was hosting a panel and he was like, are you single? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I have this amazing guy that you should go out with. And so we have gone out. We like have kind of hit it off and I'm just trying to figure out what it means, you know? And it's like, I've been single, not for a really long time, but for long enough to be like, okay, am I like really ready to date somebody again? You know, since my previous relationship. And so I'm like, I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood to be emotionally vulnerable right now at all. Yeah. And like give anything to anyone else. I have like no interest.
I know what you mean. Like I'm available, but I also have just moved back to New York just like a couple weeks ago. And so I just have a lot on my plate. And so I'm trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. I think just continue to hang out and see how it goes.
Yeah,
is the right thing
to hang out. I mean, if you like him, if you like hanging out and he does too, it's like just keep doing that. There's no reason to necessarily think too many steps ahead.
Totally.
Like have fun. Like if it's a good thing, don't end it, you know?
Yeah, I've found in my older years I just get more in my head than I used to. Mm-hmm. And like it's not that there is more at stake because I'm older, but it feels to a certain degree like there is. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to be really decisive when the reality is I don't think I have to be that decisive. At least now, when you're just kind of meeting somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You see how it goes. And like, as you guys spend more time, you do different things together. If it's like, oh, this is really fun every time. It's getting better and better as we're getting more and more comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Then it's great.
Then it's great.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, should we answer this question?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
Do you have it or does Lo have it?
I
do not have it.
Let's hear it, Grandma.
All right, this is an interesting question. We've never had a question like this.
Okay.
All right. I need your opinion on this new guy I'm seeing. We've been seeing each other for a few weeks and I just Googled him last night and he's a convicted felon. He was in prison for 2 years, but he went to college and has a good job now and owns his own house. He is super sweet to me. Is this a deal breaker? What do I do? And how do I bring it up to him? The charges weren't violent. They were possession of drugs and property damage.
Okay, I would definitely bring it up.
I was just going to say, what was the crime? Thank God she told us the crime.
Yeah. I would bring it up 100%, but listen, like, system of how we imprison people is pretty fucked up. So like I would ask more questions.
I totally agree. I think I was with Lo. I was like, what, we gotta find out what the thing is. But she says
what's
what it
crime?
Is. Like, just talk about it. It's a big part of his life. So I'm sure he's gonna be willing to talk about it. If he's not, that's a bit of a problem. But I'm sure talk about it. And if it's like possession of weed and like something got knocked over as he was like walking and like it was kind of like it's something like you said, like the court system's weird and like that's what happened, but I think you just got to find out what it is. I definitely don't think it should be a deal breaker because it sounds like it's not so serious, but just talk about it. And I would see how open he is about it.
Yeah. And I guess, like, you know, a felony is obviously classified different than a misdemeanor. But in this country, like, the drug laws are so that, like, if you are in possession, generally it's a felony. And so I'm curious if it was like, a little nug of weed, or was it like a kilo of cocaine? You know what I mean? Well, I guess if it was a kilo of cocaine, you'd probably be in jail for like 20 years. The sentencing would be.
I have no idea about any of the laws.
The drug laws are extremely severe for drugs that are not marijuana. What do you say about those drugs? What's that classification? Narcotics.
And depending on how much it is, it's like if you're possessing, or it's like if you're going to intend to distribute or sell, and that's like a whole other level.
I would just ask more questions.
It sounds kind of like a low-key crime if you only got 2 years for like possession and what was the other thing?
I think it's destroying possession some property or something. Damage. I just also think it's too hard for us to assess this. I think she needs to ask him more questions because like, how are you supposed to know? I mean, when you know why, when you know all the reasons, then you can decide if you want to be with someone. But if you don't know about, you have to just figure it out.
Did she say that he has not brought it up to her? She discovered this.
She finally
on her
Googled
own.
Him and he hasn't brought it up to her. They've only been dating for a few weeks. Look, I'm sure he probably feels really uncomfortable saying to you after a few weeks of dating, hey, by the way, I was in prison for 2 years. You know, that's not really something that people want to talk about when they're getting to know someone. But like, I would bring it up to him and be like, look, like, I'm not judging you. I just want to like understand what happened. And I think that, but like Jilly was saying, the prison system in our country is so corrupt and so fucked up. The justice system in our country is terrible, 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 incredibly racist and awful. Like, I would just want to know more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also think, again, like, it's not assault, it's not murder, it's not battery, it's not things that would alarm me. Like, violent acts would be something where I would say, okay, that's something that kind of raises a red flag for me.
Yeah, anything more related to violence would freak me out.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, you like this guy, I would just talk to him about it. And you should feel, know that finding out that someone was in prison for 2 years is something that would make all of us be like, wait, what? You know, it's not, don't feel guilty for thinking like
that. Maybe he was just like at a disco, accidentally had some Molly on him and like knocked over a sign.
Some cocaine, kicked something. Who knows?
How old was he? Does it say?
No, but I mean, I'm thinking about times in.
What if he was
50? That party sounds awesome. What if at a disco? I want to go to that party. Let's not get arrested.
What if he was 17, 16?
Then he wouldn't be in prison because you'd be charged as a minor.
Sometimes you're charged as an adult.
Sounds like possession and just destroying property. You're probably, if you're a minor, you're probably going to get charged as a minor.
All right. You don't know these days, Lo.
You're right. I don't know.
None of us know.
Yeah, just have the convo, girl.
Have the convo, and I think you'll be pleased. Okay, you guys, this next question is something that I think is like going to, like, this is not in our generation.
Okay.
This is like the one right below us.
Okay.
Which is making me feel older.
Dylan's here.
Dylan, yes.
Dylan, our sound technician, is here. Maybe he can jump in.
Okay. All right. She is, our listener is moving out of her parents' house after undergrad and she's starting a new job. For some reason, my past relationships are affecting my current one, and I keep freaking out over stupid shit, like losing fucking likes on Snapchat. I feel like I can't stop freaking out. I've been seeing this guy since June, and we have talked commitment, however, I haven't decided anything. I'm not really sure what advice I'm asking, other than, should I really give a shit that my best friend is my favorite Snapchat partner instead of him, or am I just asking for high school, like, trouble by using this comparison?
Can I read this question while you start to answer?
Yeah, you know, this is what makes me so upset about social media, that everything is just based off of, like, likes and followers and all of that.
I know.
I hate likes and followers.
Well, it's like, it's reprogrammed a lot of our brains when we're looking at this, and you get that kind of, that dopamine of, like, likes, and you get, like, people like what you're doing, or they kind of giving you approval, and it messes with people's brains. And I think that we're older, so we're smarter about it, but these high school kids who are just on Snapchat and Instagram and getting likes every day, it's just like, it messes with their brains, and then they don't know how to process, like, something not working out, or as they get older, they just, they don't understand, they don't have the common, like, way to communicate
well,
with
okay,
people.
Okay, so the just question, because I didn't understand what
they've all grown
was,
up with smartphones, and we didn't really get smartphones until like high school at the, or like, no, until college.
Until college
or after college. So it's like, you know, imagine growing up having this ingrained in your brain from like when you were 13 on. It's pretty crazy. So it's like, I think approaching it from that, I'm sure that there'll be like so many different tools to help people not rely so much on their smartphones as they already are doing right now. Like Arianna Huffington now has like her Thrive app that like helps you control your screen time. Apple just, you know, in the newest update, they tell you how long you've been on all your apps, so you're more aware of like what you're actually doing. But I think there's going to be like a huge, huge shift into people.
The good old days.
Well, no, I just think into people like realizing that they need to actually spend less time. They need to not worry about like these likes, and there's going to be a lot more information about how to not let that affect your life.
I completely agree. I was talking about this recently. I think there's going to be a big shift, like you said, soon, where people are going to regress. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember Palm Pilot?
Yeah.
They came out with this new phone that is simply phone, text, and email. Mm. Like it, and you can't install apps. You can't have any of that.
Love
so,
that.
So it's really simple. And like, I think what they want to do is have people have an iPhone for your day-to-day, your work. You have a lot of apps. But then on the weekend, if you have, I think it's on Verizon. I'm kind of giving a little promotional plug here. You can like switch this phone and then it's stripped down. You can call people, you can text and get around, but that's it. Hmm. So kind of you don't have all this extra clutter getting in the way, whether it's Instagram likes or Snapchat or anything. And it's a really interesting way to kind of turn your brain off of that whole side of it.
That's really interesting. I think like at the core of her question though, it's really about validation, right? Mm-hmm. It's about confidence and validation, regardless of like what form it's coming in or whether it's social media or whether it's something that's in real life off your phone. It's about that, right? And so like, what is it about like the relationship that is going wrong? Because that to me is like more of the question. She's feeling not very confident about like the relationship with this guy. She's like, should I be worried that like my best Snapchat friend is my best friend and not this guy? And it's like, what's happening in the relationship, or like how are they treating each other that is giving her this false
her feel
sense
insecure.
Of security?
It's kind
of
like
this insecurity, right?
Well, it's the same way that like if you're dating someone and they haven't like posted a photo of you online, you're like, why haven't they done that? And like you think about it like that, I would kind of think about it like that's kind of what she's saying, is like she's like looking for like validation on through internet means instead of through like actual like real relationship stuff.
I think she's also saying, okay, I think a lot of people deal with this where they're like, they think that the person that they're dating or their partner or whatever needs to be their favorite everything. They don't need to be your favorite everything. Like I have people that I interact with on Instagram, for example, like I love I love sending shit back and forth with my friend like Gianna and Aaron. Mm-hmm. Like, am I doing that with Abe? Literally, no. I don't know. Yeah. I love him so much, but I'm not like, he doesn't need to be my like number one internet friend. That doesn't mean that he's not my number one friend in real life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
And I think that a lot of people feel like their boyfriend or partner or whatever need to be their one like number one for everything. And they don't. Like, it is okay to have people in your life that are better for certain things than others.
Totally.
There's also something to say, sorry, that like, that's, it's almost healthier to have that, to have like a wide array. Uh-huh. You have friends for certain things. Like some of my best guy friends, I just want to go and spend an afternoon with. And like she said, like, I love this girl and I'm going to be with her forever. But like, you need to have your own friends that you want to do this with, or you're going to send silly videos with, mm-hmm. or you're going to talk about various TV shows with. You need to, your life is varied, and that's better. If you have one person that's your everything, you email, you text, videos, you're with them all the time, then it's destined to fail, you know? You need to have variation.
Totally. And you have, like, I feel like both people in the relationship have to be comfortable with giving the other person that space and know that there are people in their lives that matter, that are really important to them, and that, like, maintaining those kinds of relationships are critical to making sure your own relationship stays really good. That's a lesson that I've had to learn.
I agree. I agree with that.
I agree with that too.
I just think also she sounds, no, I mean, she just graduated from college.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's generally freaking out. It's a freaky time. It's a spooky time.
It is a really spooky time.
You know, your whole life's going to be spooky, so get used to it.
Yeah, it's spooky from this point forward. Just
yeah, it's spooky
but
forever.
But
it's spooky
say,
when you realize you're not in college anymore.
When you're out of college, when you're just like, fucking cannonballing into the world out of college and you're just like, what the fuck? You just are like face down, ass up on this planet. Honestly.
I think it's like every phase, like after when you go to college, you're like, what the fuck? When you leave college and then when you like get your job and then you get a boyfriend and then you get married and then you have kids, it's like every like 3 years, there's some sort of phase and you're just like, whoa.
Totally. But I think it's because we're programmed for the first 21 years of our life in this school structure. It's like not having that structure. If you think about it, for a quarter of our lives, we are in a school structure of sorts, you know? And that's not including if you want to go on to get another degree.
Yeah.
And it's like not having that and just kind of like free balling in the world and being like, I hope this shit works. Like, and everyone thinks they're supposed to know. And it's like, dude, literally just trying constantly is all you can do.
Yeah, not knowing is actually the answer to all of your problems.
And you know what?
Being that's uncomfortable not knowing.
Being uncomfortable in the unknown.
Being comfortable not knowing. Being that's
comfortable.
The line.
Get comfortable with your uncomfortability. Yeah.
Also totally. Fucking up a few times. Like yeah. That shit is so important. Yeah. Like, you're just out of college. You are gonna mess up a lot of things, whether it's in a relationship or a job, or a friendship.
Go to that disco with your Molly water.
Yeah, go to the disco. No, I'm just kidding. Don't get arrested and go to prison for 2 years. But like, you're gonna mess up, and you need to just that's gonna happen. And yeah,
I love messing up.
It's so fun.
Abe, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Have you ever been asked out over DM and or on Facebook?
Yes.
Over DM?
I just say accusing.
Yeah. Wow. No, I don't think I've ever been asked out over.
You asked someone out on Facebook.
Who?
No one can hear you.
No.
Sorry. I keep on accusing Abe that he's been asked out in all of these ways, which is honestly a very fucked up psychological tactic I'm using here for me to just be like, you've asked someone out over Facebook, and for him to be like,
huh?
Oh.
No, I don't think I've ever asked out or been asked out on DM or Facebook. I've definitely like done my fair share of flirting via DM or Facebook.
Yeah,
totes. Whether back in the day, poking. You remember poking on
yes.
Facebook? So fun.
We need to shift Facebook back down to the poke. What?
Poking actually still exists because I didn't think it did, and someone corrected me that it does.
Someone
still
and someone poked you.
Oh, flirty? Interesting.
No one's poked me on Facebook in
Should
a while.
Should we all just poke someone right now?
In any case, yeah. I've definitely.
I don't know where that notification would even be.
I like to flirt. I liked to flirt on those various like messaging platforms, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. But then, if you want to ask someone out, it's like you're talking for a while, you're messaging. You know, you get their number, and then you kind of text them if you want to go out. I've never resorted to in Facebook or whatever in Messenger.
We get a lot of questions about women wanting to ask men out. That they've like seen and then they don't end up asking them out, or the guy doesn't ask for their number. So like, let's say you meet a guy that you like, right?
Well, I mean,
and you hit it off and he doesn't ask for your number. Like if the girl follows up and then is like, oh, we should hang out over the DMs or Facebook.
I mean, listen,
I think that's the right thing to do.
By saying like, I've never done that, I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily. I mean, I think that however you're communicating with this person, whether it's a guy liking a girl or a girl liking a guy or anything, like you should feel free if where you guys are talking is on DMs and Instagram and you have a nice rapport, you know, if you don't want to even ask for them and be like, hey, we should go get a drink sometime, whether it's whoever's asking who, I think that's totally fair. I mean, coming straight out of the bat, like if it's a guy who just follows a girl and just like goes for a swing with a DM, be like, hey, we should go out to dinner sometime, that might not be a good idea. But if you have a rapport built up and you're already messaging, I think you should definitely feel free to ask people out wherever, on whatever platform.
I just on a dating app, the first thing first message this guy sends me, we should definitely get a drink sometime. And I'm like, I'm never going to respond to you, bro. Yeah.
Come out. I mean, that's just...
Coming on too strong.
Too hot.
I have a question.
Too hot. Do you think
if everyone got rid of dating apps and they just found people that they liked on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, like whatever your preferred platform is, and you just started talking to people that way, and then you like asked each other out, do you think that would be better than all these dating apps?
No. I think that
Dating app is like the environment, you know, you're there for the right.
Exactly.
You know why you're there.
Dating apps have intention. You know what I mean? So like you kind of know when you see everyone on the platform, you know what the intention is behind it. Like platforms like Instagram, which basically has become a dating app for like, I know a lot of girls that DM on Instagram. That's fine. But I think the thing that's useful about dating apps is everyone is there for the same thing. You know, you're not fawning over someone to then find out
no confusion.
Have a partner.
True, yeah. But I guess you would know usually in photos if they had.
No. Yeah, but not always. There can be men or women who are just, you know, whether posting fun pictures of what they're doing or of themselves. And someone
or
else
their
could
dog.
Be, of their dog. And they'll be like, oh, this mm-hmm. person looks awesome. I'm so interested. Hey, like we start talking. You want to get a drink? Oh, I'm actually, I've been in a relationship for 5 years.
What if it's
years.
A meme account?
If there was a new type of dating app that you would want to exist, what would it be?
I'm probably, I think
app.
Lowe's more equipped just because I haven't, I'm with Greta. Like I haven't been on a dating app in a long, long time.
They're no, just all think a about struggle it for me at this
like,
point.
Just in general. Like if there was, I like the horoscope idea. I think that would be a fun dating app.
I honestly think that we're, I'm going to say something that might be controversial. I think the dating app is dying.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to see what the next
move
is. Because
you want to create the new one?
No, I just want to know what the next move is. Is the next move using existing social channels? Is the next one like completely different than all the ones that exist? Like what is the next wave of
internet
dating?
Let's just go back to speed dating, guys.
Does that still exist?
I think it's going to be on the internet. I think there's going to be a new
wave
of dating.
Well, yeah, that was a joke. But
there is an app that I saw that's like college-based called Dandy. And it like matches you with like a group of people and then you chat and then you like cancel it out. But it's like live, kind of live chat.
It's like Grouper.
But you could only use it
Grouper?
If you're in college. So I, of course, I'm not using that. But if you're in college at USC, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Did you ever go on a Grouper date?
I did.
And did you like it? Grouper was the date. Was the dating app where you went out with like
three guys, three girls and you go out. I did it once more as a goof and it was really
and
fun.
That's where you met Greta. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I wish. No. It was just really silly and we all had a good time. Nothing came of it. No one saw anybody again, but all six of us had a lot of fun. Cause I think it was such a kind of a kooky idea to set up like a triple blind date.
Yeah,
that you can all you can do is kind of you know, like kind of have fun with it, have some drinks, and then just laugh about it.
I want to know if anyone ever got married from Grouper. Like if you've gotten married from Grouper,
please write
let
in
me know.
If you're a Grouper please success
DM us.
Story.
Is Grouper still popping?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I would go on a Grouper date with you guys.
Should I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
Well, I love how Greta's like, I will do that even though I have a boyfriend and Lowe's like not
right
interested.
I would just go for fun, for like support.
I know.
You know
Greta
what I mean?
Was very nice and Lowe just turned you down
it's
right away.
Fine. It's fine. I get
I would
it.
Go into Grouper with you.
Grouper, I thought was a smart idea. You know?
It's fun.
It's,
for
it's
sure.
smart
it
because
is a good
if
idea.
Like you're shy and you bring a friend that isn't as shy, like it helps you with the conversation. You feel more comfortable like being open. If the guys suck, you're not there by yourself. It's like there's a lot
wait,
of good things
I tell
from
you,
that.
Did
but I just
you?
Think there's too much room for like what if we both like the same guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's hard. Wow, drama.
Drama.
That's that should have been a reality
I'm not
TV
here
show.
For that.
You know what, Julie? I was thinking about your question about like kind of a new dating app. Yeah. I think that the folks over at Instagram Yeah, or Facebook.
The
well, Facebook
folks
already
over
had
at
it.
Instagram.
They might. I wouldn't be surprised if the profile gets a little bit more built out, so
got
it shows whether it's interests, single, kind of what you're looking for. Because then it's all out there, and you could either choose to put that, like you could put nothing, kind of like now. You could put nothing. Even now, people in their bios, I'm sure some might say single, like looking for this or whatever they are.
I feel like bios now are just your LinkedIn. It's
yeah,
like
I think the next
Michael
evolution,
Kors alum.
The next
I mean,
evolution of the dating app is
want.
More
could,
like a social network, for sure. Yeah.
But I think that could be a thing. And then if you see someone that you're interested in, be like, oh, they are single or no, they're married and maybe I can DM them. Because I do think, like she said.
I mean, Instagram could just, they're going to have to pay me $1 billion for this. They could just like add a button to your profile where like if you wanted like for dating, like you just slide into the dating inbox.
Instagram, if you're listening,
and
you owe $1 billion.
You add the dating button to your profile if you like are open and then you can like do that.
If anyone from Facebook is listening, call Lo. She's got a good idea for
you. I have
you.
A great idea.
You can find her on Instagram.
I actually think we should delete that from the episode
and
because that's a really good idea.
Thing. I know.
Well,
should we just save that for ourselves?
No, I'm sure it's already in development. I'm sure that's
fine,
something that's already existing.
You can
what
have
a fun
it.
Thought though. What a fun thought of saving an idea.
Okay, you guys, if
build.
You could, if I could have like, there are a lot of apps that I've thought of. that like dumb app ideas.
Let's
that
hear
I've
it.
Of.
Let's hear it, Greta.
Well, one was actually like kind of similar to George Costanza on Seinfeld, an app that would show you all the places you can pee, like all the bathrooms you could go
like
to,
like all the public restrooms.
Yeah, all of
Wouldn't
them.
Wouldn't it just be Starbucks?
Yeah, but imagine if you're not near a Starbucks, where else can you go?
Well, isn't there a Starbucks in every fucking
I
block?
Mean, you'd think, but if I'm in like Wichita, where can I go and pee? You know,
I went to Wichita once.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Did you know where to go pee?
What was your ex-boyfriend doing? Oh, running the marathon.
No, his father lived there.
Oh, interesting. Wow, Jilly.
You know, I'm a world traveler.
You really are. Okay, well, this has been such a fun episode.
It has.
Love. Abe, what a nice surprise guest you are.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You guys,
is always a pleasure.
Get out the vote tomorrow.
Oh, I have my Lady Lovin'.
Let's hear it.
For all of our Georgia listeners, my Lady Lovin' is Stacey Abrams.
Stacey, go out and vote.
Okay.
She's going to be your new governor, and she's incredible.
And to all the listeners in Michigan, go out and vote. There's a lot of women running for governor, secretary of state, and I think senator. And they
awesome.
Could have a full suite of women in those offices. That'd
get
be really
it,
great.
Girls. Get it, girls.
Who run the world.
Girls. So is our Lady Love and all the women who are running for office?
Yeah. Let's
yeah,
do it.
All of the women running for office.
Let's all of
do
those
it.
Ladies.
And everyone vote.
Even the ones we don't agree with. You're still our Lady Love and because you're just out there.
Listen, everyone is entitled to their own
opinions
and their own votes.
No, Greta, this is Lady Lovin'.
This
yes.
is Lady Lovin'.
Yes. I'm giving a skeptical face.
Yep.
Yes, but
this
make
Lady
sure
Lovin'.
That it's for people that like humanity. okay, great. Well, next week we'll talk again.
We'll talk more.
You'll hear from us next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.